The government is considering extending a trial of scrapping return train tickets to make fares simpler. Bruce Williamson lives in Hotwells in Bristol and is chair of the local branch of the campaign group Rail Future. Morning, Bruce.
Morning, James.
What do you make of this idea?
Well, I think it's I'm all in favour. Excuse me. I'm all in favour of trying something that you know might make life simpler for rail passengers. It's certainly true that we have a really, really complicated fares system. And whilst it's no longer true, there was a time a while back where you'd get a return ticket and it would actually be cheaper than a single, which is just nonsense, you know. So, simplifying the rail, the ticketing system is definitely a good idea. But as many of your travellers said, you know, the overall issue is the overall price of tickets. Rail travel in this country is outrageously expensive. It's probably the most expensive in Europe for many trips, and I don't think the government are going to do anything at all to cut the cost of rail travel.
So you think this might help a bit, but it won't address the fundamental problem?
No, quite, yeah. I mean, the government, you know, they don't like spending money on the railways, and obviously if they cut rail fares, that represents extra money that they've got to do in terms of subsidies. But, it's outrageous the way the government treats rail travel compared to motoring. They've frozen the tax you pay on petrol for, like, 12 years on the trot, and indeed last year they cut it. And yet, when it comes to rail travel, they always put the rail fares up, and apart from this year, every year it's more than inflation. So they're really punishing rail travellers and making it cheaper to use the polluting car rather than the green option of rail.
Why is there so much variation in ticket prices, Bruce? Because, I mean, I went to Bath last weekend, and a return ticket from Bristol to Bath was £5, which I think most people would say, well, that's not unreasonable. But I saw someone posting on Twitter the other week saying to go from London to Liverpool, a single was something like £350. How can that be?
Well, I mean, you know, it's ludicrous, isn't it? Because it's just driving people onto the cars, isn't it? I mean, there's all sorts of quirks and absurdities from, you know, some of which are sort of inherited from British Rail. Some lines were given sort of extra subsidy because they had a sort of social need. And there's another thing called demand management. So what the government are doing, they're doing what airlines do, which is called, they're sort of making the less popular journeys cheaper at times of day when it's not that busy, and making it more expensive to travel during peak hours. Now, they actually want to do more of that, which is fair enough, because it might mean you get some cheaper bargains, but it is going to make the ticket pricing system even more complicated, because you're going to have more different levels of pricing for a particular journey.
And what are some of the worst examples of ticket prices you've seen? Because you can have situations where buying two singles somewhere and staying on the same train, it actually is cheaper than just buying a single from point A to point B.
Yeah, it's called split ticketing, and I think some of your travellers were talking about that. So let me give you a real-world example. If you take the train from Bristol to Birmingham, you can just buy one ticket, or you can buy a ticket from Bristol to Cheltenham and another ticket from Cheltenham to Birmingham. Stay on the train, and it'll save you about 15, 20 quid.
I mean, it's crazy, isn't it, really? And yet a lot of people are doing that on a regular basis. I know there are these fare-splitting sites these days. Are they good?
Yeah, I mean, you know, because they'll automatically find out what the options are for you to save you, you know, as much money as they can. But it is ludicrous, isn't it, that rail passengers have to sort of jump through these hoops and sniff out these deals in order to get a decent rail price. Well, of course, it would be nice, wouldn't it, if they were just cheap from the start.
Bruce, thank you. Bruce Williamson, who lives in Hotwells and is the chair of the local branch of the campaign group Rail Future. The government is considering extending a trial of scrapping return train tickets to make fares simpler. It's 8:45.
Spend your weekend with...
Record high that was seen in October. There are calls for a trial which sees return train ticket scrap being expanded to cover the BBC Radio Bristol area as well. The government pilot scheme means that passengers can only buy single fares in a bid to make the ticketing system cheaper and also simpler. It's been welcomed by Bruce Williamson from Hotwells. He's the chairman of the local branch of the campaign group Rail Future.
I'm all in favour of trying something that, you know, might make life simpler for rail passengers. It's certainly true that we have a really, really complicated fares system. And whilst it's no longer true, there was a time a while back where you'd get a return ticket and it would actually be cheaper than a single, which is just nonsense. So, simplifying the ticketing system is definitely a good idea.
And residents and visitors to a local that wouldn't take months to arrange. There are calls for a trial which sees return train tickets being scrapped, being expanded to cover the BBC Radio Bristol area as well. The government's pilot scheme means that passengers can only buy single fares in a bid to make the ticketing system cheaper and also simpler. Well, welcoming the idea, Bruce Williamson from Hotwells, who's chairman of the local branch of the campaign group Rail Future, says the real issue is the cost of using the trains.
The overall issue is the overall price of tickets. Rail travel in this country is outrageously expensive. It's probably the most expensive in Europe for many trips. And I don't think the government are going to do anything at all to cut the cost of rail travel.
In sport football, fresh plans for a controversial European...